So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing, and you're joining me on The Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration for entrepreneurs and lightworkers. And today, you know, it's a little tiny bit bittersweet today because today is my last brand new interview until January 1st. We're starting tomorrow with a top 10 shows of the year on The Erica Glessing Show. So tomorrow coming up will be Lauren Polly. But my guest today is phenomenal. He works in sales and he actually enjoys it. I know. Go figure. So I'm really excited to have with me from Eric Lofholm International, Mr. Thomas Parkinson. Welcome, Thomas.
Oh, hello, Erica. Thanks for having me here. Just a pleasure. Just a pleasure.
I'm like, you actually, at a very early age.
Yeah.
So, you know, just tell me, like, what gets you inspired? What gets you going? What gets you kind of revved up?
Oh, you know, it's easy. I love people. You know, it was one of the turning points in life, and it was I was very active in design and theatrical design entirely. And I remember this very clearly. I was, you know, in college, and I was about to cross the street, walking across the street, and it was, I can either, you know, work with, and then I listed off all these different materials, right, as a theatrical designer that, you know, one uses, or I can decide to have fun and play with people. And the light turned green, and I thought, okay, that's a sign, and that was it. And that's, at that point, I actually made the decision to jump into sales.
Wow.
So it's all about people. I love people. Wow. I am never, ever, ever, you know, bored. Okay.
You know, I did news reporting when I was in college, and I did it for the UC Davis paper. And I remember walking across, it was sort of a similar story, it was really strange. I was walking across this one sort of amphitheater, and I'd put in a request to interview the Alvin Ailey dance director, instructor, like the, you know, she like, I guess, you know what I mean? She like directed the dance show. And so they wouldn't grant me that. So like, they're like, no, you know, you're just a little reporter, you know? And so I'm walking and I run into her in this like, at Davis, just walking one morning, and I recognized her, and I said, "Can I do a quick interview?" And she said, "Okay." And like, that really helped me frame knowing what I love to do, like the interviews, you know. Mm-hmm. It was like, just how, isn't that interesting how like some of the early indicators of what you like can actually prove true? It's interesting.
Absolutely. You know, there's a great quote that says that when you have definiteness of purpose, that all circumstances just come into play and just any obstacles step aside because you have that purpose. And you have that purpose, the interviewer, and bam, there you were. But that wasn't all. You see, that's the thing also about selling. You know, you can have the purpose, but you have to be able to, A, you know, have the intention, B, be in that moment, and seize it.
Wow.
You know, you could have seen her as, oh, you're the director I want to interview. Darn, I wish I had. You could have done the I wishes I want, you know.
Oh, no, man. I stopped her right there. Yeah. I was like, I have like 5 questions. Can I ask you really quick? And she had some sort of like, you know, morning going, getting coffee. Okay.
Right, you're on it, you know, you are totally on it because you were ready, right? You had set the intention, you were observing what was happening around you, and you were ready, okay, and you were confident, and you moved forward. So that's a great, 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 great story. Great, great story.
I didn't know I had all that going. Thank you, Thomas. You're so sweet. You know, one of the things in the pre-chat that Thomas and I were chatting about yesterday, we talked a little bit about getting ready for the new year and how one goes about planning for a new year. Do you want to just kind of give us some golden nuggets from your training and what people can do just to kind of, you know, set up, what if they want to like 10x their business or something, or, you know, really do something crazy?
Like show up, right? There's a crazy thing, you know. Very simple. I've been in involved in sales for a long, long, long time. If I was an airplane, I'd be like a 747. I mean, I'm 120,000 hours in sales. So I obviously, I like it. You know, I enjoy it. The first, the greatest golden nugget is, okay, clarity. You've got to have clarity. The more clear you are about what you want to accomplish, the more likely you are to manifest the result. And you know that. Your audience knows that. Clarity is everything. And if you take this whole concept of, you know, planning and the hackneyed expression, you know, if you fail to plan, you plan to fail. Well, I don't yeah, now give me a break, okay? But there's so much negative energy. About the word plan and resistance to that, right?
Yeah.
But if you really look at it, all it is having a goal, figuring out how you're going to get there, and then getting there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I do it. Right? I do it pretty simply. Like, I don't have that. I do a 1 year self prophecy letter. So I write it. It's December 2018. And then I just write down everything that, you know, I can vision, and I make sure I have at least 3 crazy goals that are like absolutely impossible and be, you know, heaven and earth moving itself to get there. And then I do like 3 goals that are like, you know what, if I kick out, excuse me, on my own podcast, I'm like, no, I'm clean podcast. If I kick but I'll say, then I'll get to those 3. And so I have 3 kind of, you know, pretty elusive, but I can get there. And then I have 3 goals I always put down, like, I'm in a good relationship with my cat, Sapphire. Like, I put down some things that, you know, if he stays alive and he's right here, then I'm pretty likely going to be in a good relationship with him, right? So then I always, that's what I do. I do like 9 things, and I do 3 crazy wild ones, 3, you know, this would be awesome ones, and then 3, if I'm breathing, I will achieve these. But tell me a little bit about the master plan that you work with Eric Lofholm on. It's pretty interesting.
You know, it is fascinating. Eric has been doing this since every year since 2003, and he's literally trained and helped tens of thousands of people develop their sales and marketing plans. It's not a business plan. Business plans take hours and hours, you know, 100 hours, 128, 180 hours to put together. This is a sales and marketing plan. So the goal of the class is, it's 3 sessions. They're about a half an hour long each. All in, you know, you're looking maybe 4 hours of all included. But the goal is to have 100% of the participants complete their 2018 sales and marketing plan by, now listen to this, this is the power of being specific, by 11:59 p.m. Pacific time, December 31st. That's our goal. That's our desire. And the plan is nothing more, can be as simple as a goal, how you're going to get there, and executing it. You can't execute the plan now. It's still 2017.
That takes January the pressure 1, off.
You can begin to execute.
Okay, thank gosh.
yeah, you know. Come on, why aren't you sluggard? Why aren't you at your 2018 goals? You know, why don't you have that relationship with your cat that you always wanted, Erica? Come on. So, you know, I mean, that's it. It's a fun, it's a very fun, very fast moving, you know, class. We have a Facebook community. We have over 3,500 people in that, and that we, you know, it's a live interactive event. So people are creating relationships, they're creating their plans, they're having fun. And really, you know, you're casting a vision, people casting a vision for themselves. The stories are just, you know, remarkable. One, you know, people come in and there's more in a person than they see. I'm sure that you and your audience know that. That so when you're out, a, when you're inside the frame, you can't see the picture, but you can see it when you're outside, and we help you see that.
What's an obstacle that you see commonly for people, for, you know, just around this whole process of creating a sales and marketing plan? What's something that sticks people?
I think it, you know, it's just simply casting that vision for themselves. you know, one of the benefits of being enrolled in the class is that we offer a one-on-one coaching time with myself. I'm lead trainer for Eric, or some of the other Eric Lofholm coaches that are all trained and skilled by him. But, you know, in that time, it's amazing how many people just, you know, they struggle with the clarity of what they are about, what their direction is.
I think when you say marketing, I think it just people, they just start getting like, I don't know where to start. And I just usually recommend that you have to do something. Like, you can't sit there and say, well, I don't know what to do, so I'm going to do nothing, because paralysis doesn't get you anything. You won't even move forward.
Right. Exactly. You know, you're just stuck. And so it's, let's just choose one thing. Let's choose a direction. And so the clarity that comes out of it, you know, is really a benefit. So sometimes we'll coach people with their completed plans, and we'll give them some ideas that'll just take it to the next level. Or sometimes we'll help them actually create their plan during this, you know, complimentary session and take it to the next level. The great thing is the class is totally free. It's open to the public, and everybody's invited to invite everybody and go, hey, I'm doing this cool planning class. It's free. Want to come? And, you know, it's what I love about Eric, is what you see is what you get. When I first saw Eric, I met Eric, I thought, this guy can't be real. Did he just fall off the turnip truck? Nobody's this nice. Nobody's this
I got to meet him, years back at a speaking engagement here in the Silicon Valley. But, you know, Thomas, I just hate to say this. Our time goes by so fast. So tell us how we can reach you, and how we can, maybe name that Facebook group again so people can get their hands on this offering.
Sure. Well, okay, the easiest way to reach me is, the simplest way to tell is text 206-355-7357. That's 206-355-7357. So if you'd like to know more information, you can text me, or you can go directly to this this address, 2018planningclass.com.
Oh, that's too easy.
I know, it's really, you know, just amazing, right? Yeah. But it's that terrible. Okay, let me make it harder.
Www. Okay. Just playing.
Sorry, I don't mean to.
I'll also put this on the Eric Iglesing page, everyone. And everyone, you know, I just want to tell the audience how thrilled I am that you've been listening this year. I'm just beyond joyful that we actually hit number one for the Eric Iglesing Show this week on iTunes. And, 2018 is going to be even brighter. So let's go out with an amazing year. And thank you for coming, Thomas. I so appreciate your time.
Erica, you're so welcome. Be blessed in 2018. And I know you're going to knock it out of the park.